shall I nevermore behold that bright beauty whom I did adore. I wait at her window both early and late to see her as usual, but ah, my hard fate denies me that bliss which makes me to fear that some sad mishap hath befallen my dear. In this silent grove my Rosinda and I did vow to each other to love constantly. My heart is surprised, for sure I do see my dearest lamenting so near unto me. Oh, tell me, Rosinda, the cause of thy tears. Thy absence hath filled my heart with sad fears. Alas, my Almador, my heart is oppressed with sorrow so much that can scarce be expressed. My friends have enforced me my vows for to break, which often to thee in this grove I did make, that I would ne'er marry with none but my love. But now I am forced unconstant to prove. My parents, regardless of all my sad tears, have caused me to marry with one that in years exceeded mine far. But his riches was great, which caused my parents Almador to hate. Since that I did love you so dearly that I did hate the old miser and him did deny. But oh, all in vain, since the knot it is tied, till death doth come ease me and us shall divide. For since that I cannot Almador enjoy, kind death will befriend me my life to destroy. Farewell then, Almador, my dearest, oh true, Rosinda must bid you forever adieu. Oh, since that my hopes are by fortune thus crossed, and I my Rosinda forever have lost, I'll range o'er the world, for my heart is oppressed with sorrow so great I can nowhere find rest. Farewell, my Rosinda, these words then he spoke. Remember the vows that thy marriage had broke. And then in a ship that was ready to sail, aboard straight he went, for they had a fine gale of wind, and on waves they so swiftly did glide that soon they did sail in the ocean so wide. But fortune, that seemed at first for to smile, did soon in a moment their hopes all beguile. A storm did arise, and the ship it was staved. Almador was drowned, there's none could be saved, except three poor seamen in the longboat did get, and rowed on the sea till a ship they did meet, which brought them to England, where did relate the loss of their ship and Almador's sad fate. But when the sad news to Rosinda they bear, she beat her fine breast and she tore her fine hair. Thus crying, Almador lies deep in the sea. Oh, would that Rosinda was buried with thee! And thus in sad sorrow she still did complain, since Almador is dead, I my life do disdain. Then taking a dagger she held up the same, and with a full stroke at her heart she did aim. When life was departing, ah, now cried she, I come, my Almador, I come unto thee. pattern of rare constancy, Rosinda for love.